I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is.
Plenty of classics in the pipeline because the Oscar nominations came out.
Oh, boy.
It's always fun.
Oh, yeah.
We always spend that morning together. It's nice, right?
Yeah, yeah. And we're also going to be appearing in Upper Arlington talking to a big crowd, as we always have. There are two performances that aren't recognized.
Yeah.
First of all, The Farewell as an international film. What happened is my question. Secondly, why wasn't Adam Sandler nominated?
Yeah. That is a huge omission, right?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler has been winning all these awards up to the nominations came out. Uncut Gems got nothing. The Best Picture nominee field. Academy can nominate as many as 10 films.
Right.
They only nominated 9.
Right.
Which means they had a little bit of elbow room.
Yes.
Uncut Gems doesn't even make that cut.
We did a show on A24, the production company.
Yeah.
This is the production company that made Moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar winner just jumped out toward the end. It is both the production company for Sandler's Uncut Gems and The Farewell. Both of those, which we would have said, put your money down, they're going to be nominated.
Chris Hamill, the president of the Gateway Film Center the other
day. And our sponsor.
Mentioned this.
Yeah.
That A24 is great at acquiring interesting films.
Yes.
They're terrible at securing these Oscar nominations or these awards.
Yes. Let me list their films, okay? Midsommar, Lighthouse, Hereditary, Eighth Grade.
I know.
And then add Farewell, Moonlight, and Uncut Gems.
They're producing more great films. It's interesting. I didn't think that marketing played that significant
a
role in it, but apparently it does. There was another actor that there was a lot of Oscar buzz on because of their similar histories. They canceled each other out. Eddie Murphy for Dolomite.
That's a good point.
Dolomite is my name.
Yeah.
He didn't get a lot of award season momentum, but I wonder when it comes down to something like that, if Eddie Murphy and Adam Sandler are being voted on and people are going, oh, here's the funny guy.
Exactly.
Here's this comedian intern. And if that doesn't just negate.
Some of them haven't seen the movies. So they're going to make that judgment.
Yeah.
Because I don't think if they see Uncut Gems, for instance, that they could not nominate him, at very least for that tour de force performance.
Yeah.
All right.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Yes.
Right?
You got it. It's a good one.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
You don't know how to say it.
Yeah, I know, but it sounded so good.
For Us, an iconic powerhouse in that movie.
Yes.
Florence Pugh.
Young actress. Slow it down with the award nominations. Right? Well, because she's got a long way to go.
I know, but she was in Midsommar.
I know.
And obviously in Little Women.
If you weigh her down at this point in her career with so many expectations, you're going to derail the momentum.
For Best Actress, Renee Zellweger is going to win for Judy.
Okay.
Yeah.
She did win the Golden Globe.
And I don't always go with that, but I have to say I've seen the performance. And even if you look at Harriet and Cynthia Erivo and Scarlett Johansson and Marriage Story, Saoirse Ronan and Little Women and Charlize Theron and Bombshell. I think Judy is just, although not a great film, her performance.
Yeah.
Is right,
I agree. She is really great in it. Charlize Theron, I thought, as skilled a performance as that was, I'm not sure it's an Oscar-worthy performance. I don't know that she needs to be there. She certainly could have been pushed aside to make room for somebody else. Talking about another snub in the Best Actor category, Mr. Robert De Niro.
It's too subtle.
Right. It's because he's reacting mostly to what's going on around him.
Exactly.
Right?
And he's got lots of close-ups, and he's there, a man on decline. Motion picture.
So the Best Picture field looks like this. 1917.
Biting at the heels of everybody.
Okay. Right? Ford versus Ferrari. What do you got? What do you
think? He is not going to win.
Joker.
Joaquin Phoenix is going to get it.
Okay.
For Best Actor. Joker got the most nominations.
11.
And that's a surprise to me.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That was the best movie of the year.
I'm not going to deny it.
Tarantino at the top of his game. It's time that the Academy recognizes this guy.
Parasite.
With the Best Picture, making the international category more interesting. And if Parasite wins both categories, it will be the first time one movie has won both awards. I think it's got to be Once Upon a Time in Hollywood or Parasite.
Wow. You're going to have to visit us in Upper Arlington if you want to get
Check
the finals.
Check out Upper Arlington's Parks and Rec page for details on our Oscar prep class.
Right, okay.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at WCBE.org.